with a Bill O'Reilly. Just fucking go. We live. We do it live. What up, people?
Shit.
What up? What up? What up? This is Side Stories.
Nah, you fucked it up again.
It's the Sidebar series,
God damn it.
Yeah, Sidebar series, episode God. 3.
Yep.
Speed Busby.
Big Busby.
Damn
problems.
Right. Big Busby problems. Bitch ass gobbles. And my boy, McFly!
McFly!
Yeah.
Martin.
I'm here.
It ain't no beans.
It's a Friday.
And let's give a quick shout out to JC one time.
Just, oh yeah, shout out JC, of course.
Just for the one time, you feel me?
Me and him went to the Clips concert this past
week. Oh shit.
Yeah, it was pretty fire.
Nah, that's what's up.
It was pretty fire. Yeah. It was fun. It was like, and I got recognized, by the way. Somebody recognized me. So it was funny because JC went to go get some drinks. I was waiting for JC to come in and I was just chilling, you know, kind of just observing, drinking my drink or whatever. And someone came up to me, they're like, yo. You look familiar. I was like, I do. He was like, yeah.
He said, I do.
I was like, I do. And he was like, yeah. Like, your name is what? What's your name? I was like, Busby. He's like, yeah, Busby. I follow you on Twitter, man. Hey, bro, keep your foot on their necks, nigga. And I was like, you okay?
Say less.
Say less. He gave me his Twitter, and I wanted to look him up. But then after that, the show started. I hella forgot. So if you're watching this, bro, just follow me on the Twitter or the X. You know what it is.
Or leave a comment. Like, subscribe.
You like, subscribe.
All that shit.
All that shit. Because apparently people don't know who I am, according to these damn fans.
Yeah, I'm hey, man, you know? It's tough being a nobody. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I would rather be a nobody.
Honestly.
I don't want that Michael Jackson fame.
I don't need no fucking shit. Microscope over me, shit.
Seriously. Would you ever want to be famous?
Famous? No, but rich? Fuck yeah.
I mean, yeah, rich.
Like, I'll take the money, but fuck
yeah,
the bullshit.
I don't want paparazzi following my ass.
I'm on my Pac shit. All you I know? Want is money. Fuck the fame.
Like, I
want
to sit courtside at the fucking Warrior or Laker or whatever NBA game and not be bothered.
Nah, for real. That'd be fucking dope.
Like, people are saying, like, they try to...
Sitting next to E-40 at the Niner game?
You feel me? That would be dope.
Shit.
Michael Jackson couldn't do that shit.
Hell
you go
nah.
to a football game, niggas will lose their fucking minds. The players won't even play football.
They'll
be looking at Michael.
Looking at him.
Shit. That's the level of fame I do not want, bro.
Hell nah.
He was more famous. He was up there with Jesus as the most famous person of all time.
That's crazy.
Creepy. Everyone in the world knows who you are. I bet you aliens in different galaxies know that name, Michael Jackson. In galaxies far, far away, if aliens
like
exist.
Like Star Wars?
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying. I bet you aliens know that nigga. They know the name.
I mean, hey, man.
That's like, you're going to be on that shit. They don't know nobody else. They don't know the Kendricks. They don't know the Drakes. They don't know the Beyonces. But Michael Jackson? They know name.
Of course the aliens know him. He is an alien.
No. Yeah.
Shit.
Basically.
Nah, for real.
His birthday was the other day. He would have turned 67, I think. Somewhere around there.
Damn.
Well, yeah, he died.
He died relatively young.
He was 50. He was 50 years old. And I was thinking, like, what he would have looked like if he stayed alive with the plastic surgery
and
shit.
Hey, look, man.
I'll be thinking about that shit.
I ain't trying to, like, you know, talk shit about the dead, but
it's not
realistically, I mean, in my mind, he would have looked like the Crypt Keeper at this point. Like,
I was
shit.
Literally thinking about that. I like, he would have looked unrecognizable. And I was like, ugh, man, maybe it's better we just remember you how you were at a certain point. You know? It's almost like, it was one of those, yo, that really happened. That's what it was. Like, you gotta tell kids about that shit. Like, that really happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the movie was supposed to come out. His biopic movie was supposed to come out this year.
Was it?
Yes, it was supposed to come out, but then some shit happened, and now they're going to split it into two. It's going to be a two-parter. What the fuck is that? What was that? Oh, wow. Whatever, nigga.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to have a conversation on the last episode about Boss, and we were going to lead it into the regular episodes we usually do, but then we didn't end up getting into it. But now we're going to get into it.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
So Bosch, I know this is like hella old now, but something I kind of just want to look at now. Bosch went on Instagram and he went on Elliot Wilson. It was the bigger picture or something. And he left that long ass comment saying Drake is one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Yeah.
One of the greatest songwriters. No. And that's the conversation. See y'all next week.
No. Just gonna let this run. No.
He literally said that. Man, shut up. I know they lost. Okay, Chiefs lost. Cool.
Turn your goddamn ringer off. Shit, man.
I love hearing that.
No, you're a fool.
I know. Nah, man, but he said Drake is one. He tried to give leeway to Drake and say that he's one of the greatest writers of all time. Songwriters of all generation, and I was just like, he literally said that while you're signed to J. Cole, who writes his raps.
Yeah.
Who writes
That's his, crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's legit crazy. Like, not even trying to make this about Kendrick, because we already know where he stands as far mm-hmm. as writers go, because he has the actual writing award.
Yeah.
Pulitzer. But, yeah, literally. But you're talking about Cole, who's actually Boss's boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
how do you... the one thing I will say, I'll give him grace on, right, is that he said that he was one of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he was just sticking up for Drake at that point. Now, I don't understand why he wouldn't have mentioned Cole in that same breath, to be completely honest with you. Because but I guess he didn't want to make it about Cole. He wanted to make it about Drake, since
he probably that's still who they wants that. About. He probably still wants that Drake feature.
I mean, it's a possibility.
You know,
it's a possibility. I mean, I know he's never had a Drake feature, but I mean, as Cole, how many songs does he have with Cole?
A lot. He has plenty. He has a lot. He was on, what's it called? He was on the off season.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he was singing, like, you know, he has a lot of songs with Cole.
Yeah.
You know? Honestly, I kind of miss J. Cole. I'm not going to lie. I know you mad.
Really?
Just push the button, bro.
Nah.
You're going to push the button. Wanna... You're going to do it when I'm in the rant. That's what you always do. Nope. See, you did it right then. Nah, he's too silent while all this shit's going on, because we talk about greatest songwriters. I know we could talk about in the next episode, but Aubrey dropped some new shit-ish.
Man, I don't even want to get into that shit, dog.
It's trash.
It.
But the fact I wanted to say is...
That goes without saying. See, but this is my whole thing, personally, right? Uh-huh. This is a question that I had for you.
Uh-huh.
Because me, personally, like, where do you stand with all this Drake shit that's going on, just in general?
What do you
like,
mean Drake shit?
Like, everybody's constantly talking about his ass, and don't get me wrong, I understand, like, there's a reason to it, because he keeps putting himself out there or whatever, but like, just overall, like, in the bigger, like, the landscape bigger, of thing,
it's annoying. It's like, I'm where I am at with it, it can be tiring, but yeah. Like I say, every day I just want to talk about something else.
Yeah.
But every day something else just happens. He does some other shit or some new revelation comes out. Like the whole, like, it was funny because, but the thing is, people are slowly starting to ignore him a bit because those tapes came out of Young Thug talking shit about Kendrick, and he dropped his interview with that one white girl, and nobody talked about that interview. They all talked about those tapes that Young Thug said.
Right.
So I'm going like, okay. And also, when I was watching that fucking, that little Iceman, or like Rick Ross called him, White Man.
Here's the name of the Aubrey album, White Man.
He even put out a fucking album cover today.
White Man. Damn, Champagne Puppy.
No, but honestly, I'm starting to see, when I was looking at the views of it, like the top view, like when people were watching it live, like the live stream, it was like I had 107,000 people were watching that shit. I was like, 107,000?
Wait, 107,000 watching it live?
Yes. And then it went down. It started going down like to 50K. One reason why I was watching is because the fucking game was delayed
for the Eagles and Cowboys. Yeah. Because the lightning.
Because the lightning and shit. So I was just like, okay, I might as well look at this shit. And I was literally looking at it just go from 107 and it just dropped. And I'm like, okay, people are starting to not care. And that's kind of how I'm slowly starting to not care now. It's really slow because I'm starting to see how his superpowers are getting neutralized.
Yeah, womp womp. I literally added that just because I knew we were gonna get into this shit. Personally, like, dog, I mean, I'm sick and tired of this shit. Like, I'm completely over this bullshit. Like,
and you wanted even... his downfall. You waited for his downfall for the longest. For
years.
And you got it.
Years.
And you wished for it. Now you got it.
And I got it. And now I'm done. Like, it's over.
No, it's not over.
It's over.
Because he doesn't want to give up. That's why. He doesn't want to admit his defeat.
This is culturally inappropriate.
Exactly. Like, anybody. And then what makes it worse is the fans and everyone else that keeps trying to coddle his ass. Like, when he was talking shit about journalists on his shit, I was like, this is one other thing. You journalist people, y'all have to realize Drake does not like you. He does not like us. He doesn't like us at all. Because he doesn't want to get pushback on his interviews. He doesn't want to... Even before the beef happened, he wasn't talking to hip-hop journalists.
Yeah, nah, seriously.
And it's not just hip-hop journalists, like, respectable journalists, period.
That's true.
The last time he talked to a respectable journalist was on Rolling Stone. And that was back when none was the same. That was around 2013, 14-ish. And he was supposed to get the cover. And then when he didn't get the cover, because Philip Seymour Hoffman died, they put him on the cover and he was pissed off about it. And it was the same cover story where he was low-key talking shit about Kanye and saying slick shit about Jay-Z and shit. Mm. But the reason why he was just freely talking to the fucking writer of the story, and he didn't say, oh, this is off record. He just freely kept talking. And the writer was like, okay. You said that shit?
What the fuck?
Yeah, when you read it, yeah, he did not say it was off the record. He just freely was talking because he thought he was cool with them like that.
So he thought it was like a regular ass conversation. And then what ended up happening was all the bullshit
he said
got put into the article.
And he was mad about that shit. Okay.
So that's what he was upset about then.
And then he was mad he didn't get the cover. And
pussy.
He was mad he didn't get the cover. He went on Twitter, went on a whole rant, and then he said, I'm never doing magazines again.
Pussy.
I'm never doing interviews again. This is what it is. And ever since then, he's stayed true to that. He only talked to very select people. The last cover story he had, if I remember, was with Fader, when he was talking about the ghostwriting shit and leading into Views. And then the Rap Radar interview. Mm. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And now he ain't gonna talk to nobody because he's not gonna talk to no one respectable.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And I don't know why people are so mad about that shit now, because
I mean, dude, at some point you just got to let that shit go. Because exactly. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
We now see where he stands now. He stands with those people.
Yeah.
He stands with white folks. So, and people keep putting, like, we have a segment on it right now. And it's just like, I don't know why people are talking about this shit. He does not care about us no more. He don't care. He does not like us. He even told Nardwuar that. He was like, I don't like you at all.
God damn. He said that to Nardwuar?
But he was saying it laughing. He was kind of laughing about it. He's like, I don't like any of you guys.
And I just don't enjoy it. It's not an enjoyable experience for me. And but yeah, I don't he said like that any years of ago. You.
But yeah, he don't care about media. And that set the standards for other rappers and shit like that. But now, after the clips roll out, I feel it's going to slowly... get back to that now, because Cardi's doing interviews with Apple Music and shit. Right. Clips did their rollout. Other people are going.
Cardi has a whole ass like radio station right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. On Apple Music.
Oh yeah, I believe that. Because you know, Apple Music got the bag. But
true.
I mean, yeah, but when it comes to Drake, trust me, it does get tired. Like Curtis King, I've noticed he has not talked about Drake at all on his platform.
Oh yeah, no, he's been like completely avoiding everything. I noticed that shit right away.
After the shit that came out in the lawsuit, he was like, I'm done. I can't talk about this no more.
He's over it. And honestly, I'm in that same boat.
Yeah.
Personally.
And sometimes the fans is just, even sometimes I just go and listen to those Club Paradise spaces.
And they always used to give me shit about it.
I go listen. I gotta check in and check out.
What do you think I do?
Check in and check out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. I just go and listen to them, and they literally live in an alternate universe, man.
Dog. Tell me about it.
Nuts. They really do feel. And when they watch that fucking stream of his shit, they were literally saying, like, they went from saying, oh, this is gonna be the red button, Kendrick, this is gonna ruin Kendrick everything. They went from that to the leader, that one dude or whatever, going like, why are you guys complaining? This is how Drake wants to present his art. Da-da-da-da-da, stop complaining. If you don't like it, don't watch. You're not a real fan. If you don't like, he's like, when he said, you all just got to let this play out. And I was like, dude, the only time I hear that was in wrestling fans, bro. For pussy.
I was going to say, I don't even know what button to press. I go, let's go that way.
Yeah, you know, something that this version doesn't get.
That one too?
That too.
That's going to be a reoccurring theme, bro.
That boy really lost his powers.
Man.
Like, watching all those shits, like, every track that he played, I was like, that ain't it. That ain't it. That, I'm like, dude, you really don't got it now. Oh, it was one of those, like, it's kind of like realizing, like, see, you don't have it.
You say that. I've been saying that.
I mean, yeah, you hated him.
Well, hate. It ain't over. but what you call it, real shit, is like, you could, for the longest time, we've been talking about it. Like, at least, if you want to give it the maximum, up to score, like, Scorpion was his last, like, original, decent to good project.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, it was.
That's his last decent to good one.
Mm-hmm. Everything else. Her loss was pretty good.
That's only because of Savage, though.
Yeah, true. But he was on it a lot. But Savage was there, so yeah, I give you that one. But other than that, solo-wise, oh, no, it's not. Oh, and Certified Lover Boy was decent. Certified Lover Boy was decent. Decent. I don't go back to it. It's decent. I know you don't like it. You don't like nothing,
bro.
Certified Lover Boy was okay, but it's nothing I'm going to defend. How about that? Like, I'm not going to go rush to go listen to it.
Nope.
Exactly. I'm not going to go rush to listen to it.
It was trash.
It was half-ass.
That shit was trash. He mailed it in, bro.
That's what it was. He mailed that shit in. Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It was just
mediocre as fuck. And that's not what a guy at his stature is supposed to be.
Exactly. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know who's really fire? This white boy right here. So I watched the...
Here we go.
Don't look at me. I watched the Stans documentary.
How was it?
It's showed me that I don't stand hard enough. These motherfuckers are nuts. I'm being dead ass serious, bro. Like, I'm going to give you a list of some of these stands from just in no particular order. This one chick is in the Guinness Book of World Records with the most tattoos on her body of one artist, which is Eminem.
Of course.
I'm like, if you got a husband and he's hitting it from the back, he going to see Eminem's face looking at him?
That's weird.
Yeah. Another chick. Another chick works at the pizza parlor or the pizza place that Eminem used to work at when he was young, trying to get money. She works there now just because, number one, M worked there. And number two, out of hope that M might come and visit one day.
Wow.
And she's been there for 10 years.
Just give it up. Like, seriously, just,
when she made it to the documentary,
that's cool.
And she did meet him after the fact.
Oh, all right, that's what's up.
And then the coup de grace, no pun intended, of this is this dude from Paris named Zoot Shady or whatever. He's like a well known M stan. Boy, this dude made his hair blonde because he wanted to be like M.
No, so he's a real stan for real,
the legit stan,
yeah,
to the point where he went to Detroit. He flew to Detroit like it was Africa, and he felt he was in the motherland. Shit you not, bro.
I made it to the Mecca.
Yes. Shit. He was walking around all the places M grew up at in the hood and shit like that. Yeah. Went to 8 Mile. He thought he was at home.
Wow.
He thought he was at home, and then he said when he left, he cried.
What?
Because he wanted to stay there. I shit
Bruh,
you not.
That's...
Oh, it gets
that's
even
too much.
Oh, no, it gets deep. There was a part where they were driving around. I guess he was in Detroit. And he was like, oh, I got to hide. He's like, why you got to hide? Because they went to the same location where they filmed the Rap God video. And he was like, oh, I thought that was Marshall. I was like, what do you mean? Because I know the car he drives. He said that.
What kind of shit is that? It
gets even worse. So then,
what the fuck, Busby? What the hell, man?
You wanted to know it because it freaked me out, too. So then... When they talk about Proof's death,
Oh, shit.
This motherfucker goes and said he was so depressed that Proof died that he took 2 months off of school. I don't stand hard enough, bro.
Don't get me wrong. I mean,
I was sad when Proof died, too.
I mean, I could understand someone feeling some type of way. You know what I mean? Especially if you were a fan.
Yeah.
In that way. Especially if you're a fan of Proof. But I don't see how being... I guess.
No, I don't. I guess. I don't know that nigga. I was sad when Michael died. I wasn't in grief for fucking 2 months and then go to school. I didn't even know the motherfucker. And he's an M fan, not a Proof fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the kind of, the only reason why I said I guess is because, like, I could understand it if it was like, he's such like an Eminem fan that he feels bad for Eminem it's feeling
like,
bad.
It's like an,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he's empathic to him.
That shit, yeah.
And then I guess. I don't know
how to say it.
And then I guess fucking, I guess he met M one time, and in his twisted mind, I'm just spoiler, I guess.
Oh, man, I guess. Here we go.
I guess M shouted out to him, say, hey, I want to meet you. And people were running towards him, like, no, just stop. I got to meet him. So then I get in the car, we talk, and I dap him up. He signs my stuff. And then I was like, yeah, man, you got to go. It sounded like a fucking fantasy. And they did a reenactment. And then when old boy took the hoodie off, it was the actual actor who played Stan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he didn't look like him. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, shit. He looked hella old and washed. But it was and then I mean, it was almost like it was a diss. And then I did some
M looks kind of old and washed.
No, M kind of still looks the same ish.
Hell.
Just with a beard.
He has
a beard.
On crack.
He has
go
a beard.
Ahead, continue.
He has a beard. That's all. Look, he has a beard. Anyway, and I did research on him, and apparently he, like, I guess Paul Rosenberg and some of the Shady Camp still keep him at a, they keep in contact with him because he's just kind of cuckoo. So they kind of have, they kind of give him some stuff. But when he met M at the premiere, bro, this motherfucker is literally hugging this motherfucker. Like, the picture
this
of
him. This motherfucker is literally hugging this motherfucker.
Like, he's, like, literally, like, damn, caressing him. In the picture.
He's caressing.
I'll send the picture, bro. It's weird.
That's hella funny.
Like, he really is Stan. And after I got done watching it, oh, and then the best part of the whole shit, this is with Eminem himself. They go back to the location where his house was, and it burnt down, like, it burnt down years ago.
Okay.
So he was over there, and he was kind of, like, reflecting on where he used to live and all this other stuff. So then the producer asked him, the director asked him, like, oh, so how do you feel when fans come out to Detroit and they pilgrim to where you used to be at and all that? And he was just like, he paused and he was like, well, it's nice that they care, but it's still weird. It's still weird. Because at the end of the day,
bro, it's not there no more.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's saying it's nice that they care, but it's still kind of weird because I'm just some dude. And honestly, it's not that big of a deal. Not that big of a deal. And it was his own way of saying, stop being weird.
No, for real.
And at the end, even at the end of the doc, I'm like, I don't want M meet none of these motherfuckers. I understand why he stays in his house, because you niggas are weird.
That's for damn sure.
Like, shit. You know that when somebody broke into his house, right? Remember that story?
Wait, what?
Yeah, this dude named Matthew, no pun intended. You know, his brother, Stan. You know, Stan.
It's the guy behind the camera.
That too. <I'm> like... Nah, someone literally broke into his house and M caught him. And the old boy got arrested. Yeah. And it's funny because he had a song. It was a sequel to Stan on the Marshall Mathers LP 2, where it was, remember my brother Matthew? Yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
M talked about from Matthew's perspective where he breaks into his house. Yeah. M got some crazy fans, man.
Nah, seriously.
And as soon as I was done watching it, I was like, I thought I was a Stan. I don't Stan enough. See,
Jesus,
I love him.
Christ, man.
But God damn.
Maybe you should, like, write a Bible based on Eminem. Hey, bro, that might take your stand-up up, like, five notches at least.
I like his music.
You know what I'm saying?
I love what I appreciate what he did to me in my life. How I have that type of, like... I don't know the motherfucker. At the end of the day, he's still white.
Seriously. He's stupid. You hella know. I can't believe you just said that shit. He's still white.
Hey, he's still white. He can still walk casually across the street and not get stopped by the cops. He walked from D12. They arrest everyone in D12, but not him. Shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's the truth.
Like, that's fucking nuts, dude.
Hey, I still love his music, but come on, bro. Yeah. Let's be real. I know. Shit, there's video out there of him saying nigga when he's performing the Watcher. He's like, if you still a nigga, holler back. I can feel you, nigga, bust again. I sent it to you.
What?
He did say that.
Nah, send me that shit.
He did say it.
Genuinely.
And he was doing ad-libs. Genuinely
curious.
He was doing the ad-libs for fucking Dre and them and shit.
Oh, like, no shit.
Yes, bro.
Like, I know he wrote that shit. So, I mean, obviously.
But him doing the ad-lib saying nigga and all.
Damn.
They let it go. This was back in the late 90s, but he stopped that shit.
Yeah.
He knew better.
Yeah.
What's another subject I want to talk about? Oh, so when has an album worn out its welcome to you?
When has an album?
Like, how does it worn out? I was thinking about this the other day. Like, an album that was good. Uh-huh. It was good when you're in the first listen, like, it's really good. And then towards the end, it starts wearing out its welcome. And then it just makes you not want to listen to it again.
Oh, so you're saying, like, it starts off good and then turns into shit afterwards?
Oh, I guess shit. Or just mid
yeah,
to well, shit.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Like, yeah, not, like, it gets worse towards the end.
I guess, yeah. Like, how does that happen? Like, you know.
I mean, it's because motherfuckers don't put, like, all their, how do I put it? They put a lot of hard work into albums. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people just, they overthink shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, like, you'll think, oh, this is going to sound dope towards, and then it doesn't.
What was one of those albums for you?
There's definitely a lot. There's definitely a lot. I can't think of any, like, off the top of my head right now.
Like, a warrant on its welcome. I think one I could start with would be that Justin Bieber Swag album.
Oh, that's for you, yeah, more recently?
Recently.
Yeah.
Like, if he dropped Swag Part 2 or whatever, and it was great, and then by the middle portion, I'm like, okay, you could have cut some of these songs, bro. And, see, that's not, well, oh, that song?
That one? No, that one was local? That was a complete accident.
Nah. But nah, that Justin Bieber album, when it got to the halfway point, I was just like, all right, man, you wore out your welcome. Like, what the fuck, bro? And yeah, that one.
I mean, I really don't be listening to shit like that. Mm. So I couldn't even tell you nothing offhand.
I'll say one, Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares.
Oh, shit. That went from fucking amazing to track
two.
Just like, what's going on here?
That was nuts. He used all his power on the intro.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen that happen before. You use all your power for one song and then the rest of the album is just boop.
Pretty much.
I mean, there's some good tracks on there, but everything else just went boop.
Nah, seriously, dog. Shit is fucking horrible. It literally fell off a cliff.
Literally, I won't say it fell off a cliff.
Dog, how else would you fucking put that?
It's just
track one is fucking amazing.
And then
track two.
And what made it worse is that he dropped it like what, a few weeks after Good Kid Mad City? I remember that distinctly. Because I remember when the album dropped, that's when he dropped the link for Dreams and Nightmares, the intro and shit. Remember back in the day when rappers used to post their singles on SoundCloud?
Dog, remember back in the day when you can buy a single? Like a literally physical single?
Physical single. Yeah, I used to have that for Scream. Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson.
Of course
Scream
you did. Single.
Yeah, my neighbor, God rest his soul, he got that for my birthday. He just randomly bought it. I was like, oh, it's just a single. And it's just a radio edit. And then the Naughty by Nature remix. And then
a
techno remix. And so then
it was Maxi single.
Maxi single, yeah. I never thought that shit existed. Up. Yeah, but... Shit, do they still sell those? I mean, they're online now.
Nah, everything's fucking on iTunes, bro. Everything's you can buy iTunes. Any song for a dollar.
Shit. I was doing like a whole deep dive into Eminem's discography and I was looking for like old ass like features and shit.
Uh-huh.
I found one by the Outsiders called Buster Click. And I was like, I haven't heard this verse in years. And then there was another one called 365. And that was like an old M verse.
Mm.
And then I found one other one. I found Bad Influence that was on the End of Days soundtrack.
End of Days? Which one's that?
That was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found that shit online. I was like, oh my God, I've heard this in years. That's why I made, after, because on the Stand soundtrack, they dropped the single "Everybody's Looking at Me," which was on. Remember the part in the Eminem show when he's the skit when you hear the song playing in the background? I'll play it. Hold up. I'll play it for you.
Yeah, do that because I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about right
okay.
now.
Okay. Eminem show.
You know how long it's been since I've heard that album?
Damn, you still don't listen to the Eminem show? Okay.
I'll be honest with you, dog. Like, when it comes to, like, listening to albums, I rarely go back unless it's, like, something that really...
The shit. Action, campus, fashion. That was on the skit.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you shut the fuck?
Sound like me.
and then this is. You can just fast forward this, Matt. Just. No, hold up. I'm gonna play them. And then he says. Oh, yeah, he finally put that on.
Huh.
I was like...
He finally released that
he
shit.
He finally released it, yeah. M-Fan's been begging for that shit for years.
That's what's up.
And it's vintage M. It's almost like a time capsule of how he was feeling between Marshmello's LP to the Eminem show.
Okay.
And that's what made me like reflect back to his career. I was like, damn, he really
If I was to watch that shit and have that same type nostalgic feeling,
yeah,
then I'd probably go back and listen to M's old albums. You know what I mean? But yeah. Beyond that, unless there's like a real reason for me to go back, there's no reason.
It was mostly this song because the soundtrack is just a bunch of like songs that shouldn't be on soundtracks.
fuck does that even mean?
It was Eminem songs from like the later shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, really? And I was like, oh my God. All right. Then he released this one, and I'm like, oh, this shit. And then, because he was rapping like how he was in 99 and 2000 and shit, and just talking about how he felt during the Grammys, how he didn't give a fuck about nobody and shit like that. It was very nostalgic, pretty much.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, he really was like a troubled white boy. Well, not a troubled white boy.
White boy.
I was watching this one clip of when he went off on Limp Bizkit and shit, when he dissed DJ Lethal and Fred Durst because they didn't get in his beef with Everlast.
Oh, that shit.
Yeah. And then his reasoning on why he did it. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And he was just like...
It makes sense to you.
No, what happened was that they initially wanted to get into the battle with them because they didn't like Everlast. So I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. And then last minute, they backed out. And he was like, what the fuck? He's like, all right, whatever. Then he turns on TRL and they asked DJ Lethal, oh, so who do you think would win a fight between Eminem and Everlast? And he was like, oh, I think Everlast would win. He's like, what the fuck? You were just in here with me. I was like, okay, fuck that. I'm going to diss you motherfuckers. And the thing was, he threatened to beat up DJ Lethal. And the funny thing about that was that that motherfucker was on probation. He had a gun charge and he was threatening to beat a nigga up on wax. That's for Lethal. Don't forget what I said. I'm fucking you up, punk. You dead. Don't think that I'm playing. And I was like, and I thought about it in hindsight. Like, dude, you are on probation.
God damn.
No, he already had the charge. He wasn't like, they didn't sentence him yet. He was on some, I don't give a fuck shit. That white boy was crazy, man. Drugged up and pissed off. That was M back then. He was drugged up and pissed off.
Nah, for sure.
Shit, good times. Now he's sober and chill.
You can call it good times if you want, man.
Well, I'm talking back then.
Yeah, I'm saying.
For him, it was trauma. It was like, trauma, you know, bro.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, like when people, sometimes people are like, why doesn't he perform the Marshmello's LP in entirety? Like it's the anniversary. I'm like,
fucking PTSD.
Dude. His wife, Kim, like slit her wrist and tried to commit suicide. Nah, his family broke apart because of that album.
Seriously,
man.
Dog. Like, why the fuck do you think he's not performing that shit?
He doesn't perform "Cleaning Out My Closet" no more because he became cool with his mom before she passed. Cool. Even though technically, like rapping wise, that was one of his best rapping shit. It was.
I was never really a fan of that song.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
I can see why. As a kid, I literally looked at his mom as the villain. Like, yeah, fuck her. Now as I grew up, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, man. It's your mom. Oh, shit. Good times. Good times, man. Oh, shit. Anyway, what else?
Man, we still got 30. It's really at 35 minutes right
35
now.
35 minutes already?
Yeah.
God damn, because I ain't trying to talk about Drake again.
I definitely don't want to do that again. That's for sure. I'm telling you, the first time was enough. And then that was too much, actually. Shit.
I know it was. It really was. And then when I went on that rant, that's still fun. I went back and rewatched that shit. About you niggas.
Oh, that shit. You fucking stupid as hell.
Well, I do want to bring up one little part. We don't have to say the name, but let's just call him. Let's just say this person is a you nigga. A you nigga.
One of them. Yeah.
Has been, what's the term for it? Kind of poking the bear.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Just poking the bear.
Mm.
And I don't want to like bring it to the forefront because I know I can hurt this person's feelings. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Like, you know, yeah, what, Kendrick, you know what Kendrick did?
Yes, I do.
You know what Kendrick did on, you know, Meet the Grams? Like, that's pretty much where I would go with it. And I will be very loud on the timeline about it. And you know I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been giving this person grace for a while now. Because, you know, they're just talking to themselves in my DMs and shit. Yeah. Like, what do you think I should do in this situation? For that, for those people. Just asking.
It's just funny because I know. Yeah. I know the situation.
Mm-hmm. What would you do in that situation?
Me, I would talk all the shit in the world, to be completely honest with you. Like, that's just me.
Yeah, but because of who that guy is, or that person, or that woman.
Or that something.
Could be a shim, them. I don't know. I don't know why your pronouns be saying it.
Could be a snake.
Could be a... Nah, not a snake.
Eh.
It's not a snake, nah.
I ain't gonna go into details, but there's a reason why I said that.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't gonna say that. You know, I've been giving this person a lot of grace. And all I'm saying is if you keep poking the bear, it's going to bite you in the ass.
I need a pause button.
Anyway.
We'll fold that up right now.
Yeah. I hurt your pride, dog. I'll hurt your pride. And I know I don't like to, but I will if I have to. Anyway, NFL's about to start, like, for real now.
Nah, I know, man. That's the reason why we're recording today on a Friday.
Yeah, like, we just saw that the Chargers beat the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes was overthrowing people. He was doing as much as he can, but his defense was giving up a lot of shit. I know.
The Chiefs defense never really was the thing. And plus, I mean, as long as the season is now, you can lose some games and be all right.
I don't know about them niggas.
Like, what?
After I saw them get their ass whooped in February.
By a team who was actually that good.
But they're supposed to be the team that's good. They're two-time Super Bowl champions, man.
And they're not. Their team is not full. They don't have, like, everything like they did previously.
I know, but still, it's just, ever since then, I look at them as food.
You need to not look at things as food.
I mean, I'm big enough, you know, as I say. I need to eat a lot of cheeseburgers and shit, but yeah, you know.
10.
Well, I know, 10 cheeseburgers. 10
cheeseburgers.
I could barely eat one. Dead ass, man. Shit. After one, I'm done. Like, shit, nah, but 10 real. Of those motherfuckers?
Nah.
Ugh.
Nah, but seriously though, dude, I mean, like, I can't even sit, like, look at them and say, oh, that's food. Nah. Because
when I look at the Patriots, they've
been on a run for what, 5 years, 6 years? Is it 5 or 6 years now?
By the skin of their fucking teeth. I think it's six. By the skin of their fucking teeth.
Fuck you mean?
They still got it, but still, I'm still bitter.
You could be bitter all you want, and I understand that.
You know, I'm still bitter. I still feel the Madden curse is going to get Saquon. Not the Eagles, just him.
Mm.
Like, the Eagles are going to be fine. it's just him.
We'll see. I mean, he was running. He was running good.
It doesn't have to happen.
It looks good.
Madden curse could happen anytime.
Any fucking given moment. Nah,
so yeah, I was
kind of wrong about that.
Yeah, it was shit. McCaffrey knows. He knew before the season.
Man, look. You could say Madden curse, and I'll accept that, right? But at the same token, it's like, bruh, that motherfucker's always hurt. He had one good season, and that was the one that we went to Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, he had one solid fucking, not really injury free, but injury, you know, less injury. You know what I'm saying? And that's it, bro. Like, he's always hurt. That motherfucker's always hurt. Great fucking player.
It's gonna knock on wood.
That's not wood.
It's wood to me.
Okay.
For me, I'm just looking at the schedule and people are trying to write us out. And I'm just like, you know what? In the words of Kendrick, I love when you count me out. I believe in Brock. I believe in, what's his name? Kittle. And Ricky!
He said, what's his name?
And Ricky! And I'm glad Juan Jennings got his contract.
Juwan.
I thought it was Juan.
Nah, it's Juwan.
Really?
Yeah.
I was calling him Juan this whole time.
Well, I mean, Juan is in there.
Juan. Yeah, Juwan. I'm glad Jennings got his contract situated because I think after this season, he's gone.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get a pretty big check because he won. Apparently, how much did he want? Like, top receiver money?
He wanted, like, top seven receiver money.
Bro, you're a third down receiver for a reason. Well, I like him.
I mean, you could say that shit, but then realistically, without him, we don't make moves the way we did.
That is true. You know what I mean?
Like he made a lot of clutch catches to the fucking offense.
He made a lot of clutch catches. Yeah, man. A lot. I cannot knock that down. A lot of clutch touchdowns, clutch catches.
Like he's literally always there when you need him.
Literally, and he finds a way to get open somehow, some way. He finds a fucking way. Yeah. Ayuk, I don't know. That's one big question mark.
We gotta wait till week six, some shit like that.
Week four.
You're saying four.
I don't know. I'll be optimistic.
Nah. He ain't gonna be there till at least week six.
I don't think he's gonna be the same, to be honest.
We'll see. I mean, because players come back from that shit nowadays.
That's true.
You know what I mean? True. Like, yeah, they come back from that shit. If it was an Achilles, that'd be a whole other story.
Yeah, what player came back from an Achilles and did well?
In football?
Yeah. There has to be someone that had an Achilles injury and then they came back that next year and was like, still did well. I'm trying to think too. I was going to say Dak Prescott because didn't he crack his Achilles and then he became MVP candidate? I know we hate Dak, but that happened.
It's not that I hate Dak.
I don't hate him either. I think he's overrated.
As fuck.
Extremely overrated.
As fuck.
I just don't know why Jerry paid him all that money. As fuck.
And then traded away fucking... Yeah, that shit dumb, bro. That shit was hella stupid.
It's just Michael Parsons, that shit.
Yeah, that shit was hella stupid. Packers,
bro. Like...
Yeah, let's just make them a fucking Super Bowl contender now. Yeah, because that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I still don't trust the Packers. I don't trust the Packers.
You could not trust them all you want, dog.
Okay, let's.
Bro, every time you fucking say that you don't trust a team, they fucking go on to win.
I don't trust my team.
Oh yeah, look at you trying to use reverse psychology and shit. The fuck? Who you think I am, bro? I know what your plan is. I know what you're doing.
Okay, well, since I don't trust Kansas City, they might go back then. How about that?
That's believable.
Shit, they're going to be here anyway with Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl. I still believe it hasn't been announced, but by this time you see this episode, it's probably going to be announced. See, everyone gets the niggas. And the Bay Area gets the white woman.
Who did we get the last time?
We got Coldplay, but no one remembers Coldplay.
Because Beyonce and Bruno Mars were there.
Yeah. Because I remember as soon as they announced Coldplay was be there, everyone was like, what the fuck? And the NFL was like, never mind. We got Beyonce and Bruno Mars. And they're like, that's what the fuck I thought.
No, just kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, because no one remembers that Coldplay was there. They just remember Beyonce and Bruno Mars. And the only thing they show is just that that performed when they were performing together and shit.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the only clip they show.
They were like going back and forth type shit. Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Shit.
Now we got Taylor Swift. I still believe she's doing a halftime show.
I can't. No. I mean, no.
They did a whole graph with the show when Rock Nation when Rock Nation took control of the halftime show, how many people of color graced the stage. And it said for a white person, it was like 13%. And that 13% was Eminem.
Shit.
He's the only white person who has graced the stage since Jay-Z has done the halftime show. That's because of Dr. Dre.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Oh, shit. It'll be hilarious if it's not Taylor Swift. It'll be hilarious if it's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I mean, for Beyonce to be there for a third one?
That would be her third one, yeah. That would be some record-breaking shit.
I can't.
That's never happened before.
I can't see that.
I can because it's Jay-Z. He has control of the shit.
Yeah, okay. And how many times has he actually used his power?
To bring his wife back?
No, to do anything like that. You know what I mean? Because if you look at it, right, the Dr. Dre shit, that was cool because it was in L.A., mm-hmm. you know, whatever. That whole moment was dope, right?
Yeah.
Kendrick, you had to put Kendrick. You had to put Kendrick.
Yeah, it was more shocking when I saw that shit.
Honestly, the Rihanna one would probably be the only one I could, like, say that was Jay-Z's doing completely. Because yeah,
she did that as a favor.
He actually signed her, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he gave her her break and shit.
That
like,
was a favor. I could tell she did that shit as a favor. You know?
I mean, probably, but at the same token, it's like, that was him, you know, like, actually using his power.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking beyond that, though, that's it. Because, I mean, J-Lo and Shakira, that was not him saying, like, oh, this is going to be great. Fucking The Weeknd, that's not him. You know what I mean? Pulling somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think he ever really has done that yet.
Dr. Dre and Friends, that made sense. That's why I call it Dr. Dre and Friends.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I mean, that's what it is.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then it was Rihanna after that. Then it was Usher. That one made sense because they were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And now it's fucking... And then it was Kendrick, which I thought was... To this day, I still can't believe that shit happened. Me and Matt were talking about it earlier because we were talking about the Kansas City game and shit. Like, yo, that happened in February, right? And I was like, yeah, you thought that shit happened last year. No, that shit happened in February.
Well, see, the years go as football does. That was last year.
Yeah, basically.
Shit.
But that's what it was, man. That shit really did happen. Then the week before, you won 5 Grammys for a diss track.
Good times.
Shit, it's not over yet. There's word he might drop this month. I mean, he has to because Pop Omar's coming. She is. Shake it off.
Oh, God. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's what it is, man.
I don't know. I don't understand, like, speaking highly. Don't get me wrong. I get it. She's a, you know...
I told you about selling artists. I told you about the Stan documentary. I want to know about Taylor Swift stands because they have to be even more cuckoo.
Oh, definitely.
They have to be more cuckoo.
Definitely.
And I tried watching like her Eras concert on Disney Plus. That shit was 3 hours and 30 minutes. I couldn't get it past
it's
1 hour.
Disney?
Yeah, she put it on Disney Plus. The whole show. That shit's big ass stated. She goes through all her albums. I think that's what's pretty dope.
Like Holy shit.
Her whole catalog, yeah. Damn near. Like her whole, like pretty much remember what Kendrick did that day in Vegas from Section 80 to Damn?
Well,
That's pretty much what she did. From her first album all the way to recent.
And then to do a whole ass tour of that, like that's fucking insane.
Yeah, 3 hours and 30 minutes, bro. That's how long insane. This shit was. And she did that shit for like months. Months.
Well, shit, that's about how long the, what do you call it? The Kendrick concert was, wasn't it? This time around.
Yeah, but her shit went for like a good, like.
And it was all just her, huh?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Good 12, 13 months. Weekend still touring with his shit. So it was multiple dates, dog. And it's a huge stage and everything. But I tried watching that shit and I just, man.
I'm surprised.
I'm just more curious because everyone loves this chick. So I'm just gonna like see what the hoopla is about. And I don't get it. Only one album I kind of liked from her was 1989. And I know you guys hate me when I say it, but when she won Album of the Year for that over To Pimp a Butterfly, I completely understood. It was a legit pop album.
I don't hate when you say it because...
No, not you. To the people.
Oh, yeah, them. it's pop.
And then at that point, very easy listen, too.
At that point, the Grammys, you know what I mean, wasn't what they are now as far as the committee and shit like that. So that all made sense, dog. Like, I mean, it was a perfect storm.
It really was. But now the Grammys are coming, I still feel Kendrick's winning Album of the Year. Like, he's winning Album of the Year, Record of the Year, all that shit. I got to see it, but part of me is feeling like, nah, no other album took control of the, not just music culture, but not just hip-hop culture, but just culture, period.
Yeah.
Then Kendrick Lamar and Luther.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the song that is number one is that one song, Ordinary. Have you heard that shit? You probably heard it. You just don't know it's him. That Ordinary.
No, actually, I went out of my way to stream it just to
get an idea of what it is.
Yeah, well, there was that aspect, but then it was when What Did I Miss came out.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I was streaming Ordinary. Like,
hey, y'all called me the hater.
Nah, they don't know, bro. They really don't know. They think that I'm chill and shit. And yo, I am. I mean, I'm super fucking laid back.
You went out the way.
I literally was streaming that shit on repeat, too. Like, I'm not even playing with you. Just turn the volume all the way down and just... You know what I mean?
God damn. That's hate. God damn.
Yeah. Seriously. Yes. Wait, hold up. I mean...
Mark Floyd!
Yep.
Fujitsu-san, konnichiwa.
Yep.
Yep. Holy shit. That's funny. Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
I know you are. Because my initial plan for today was that, because it was rumored that it was going to be another red button. And I know Martine, he will go out the way to not listen to Drake.
Yep.
He will go out the way. Wait. So my initial plan was to play the full record on here and have Matt fast forward because for copyright, and it was just going to see me just like laughing hella fast and him just sitting there.
Looking directly at the camera.
And then getting his live reaction to it. But the songs were so mid, they're not even worth talking about on this bitch right now. And that
we'll save that conversation when JC's around.
Even then, we'll forget about it by then. That's the thing. That's how mid those records are. It's so bad.
I hear you, but that just gives that. Look, give me the time to come up with shit to say about them.
There's nothing to talk about. That's the thing. Oh yes, there is. Oh, I got a lot of hate.
This is culturally inappropriate.
Believe me.
I know you hate. I thought you said you're over it. You don't want to talk about it like that.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about the grand scheme of things. But if you're talking about me, like, if you're giving me free reign to just hate. Yeah. Oh, I'm with it. I am fucking with it.
And y'all call me the hater.
Like I said, they don't fucking know, dog.
Ever like, since I haven't listened
to this motherfucker since 2012. Dead ass. Like, since and the only time he does listen is
when we make him listen.
I have to give my opinion on a review or some shit. And even then, I'll go and I'll watch the fucking reaction videos. I don't fucking stream the real shit.
That's why I wanted to come in here and play the red button part two. But it was no red button. There's not a red button.
Nope.
This nigga's superpowers are neutralized. Anyway, we almost done.
We got 54 minutes.
54 minutes?
Yeah, we're at 54
minutes. Oh, 54. Well,
yeah.
We got 54 minutes.
Like, keep going.
No, that was my whole plan. And then when the shit didn't happen the way I wanted, then I'm mad about my fucking Instagram because my Instagram's not working right now and Meta's not fucking responding to my fucking emails. So now I may have to take a drive out to... Where is the headquarters of Instagram, Facebook, all that shit?
It's... Fuck. I used to go there all the time. My sister-in-law used to work there.
Okay.
I forgot where the fuck it's at. Is it Mountain View?
Is it Mountain View? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna have to make a trip to Mountain View to talk to one of these engineers to fix my shit. Because these motherfuckers ain't responding to my email. So, Marky Mark, I'm coming. Maybe. I don't know.
Damn.
I just said maybe. Because I know you rich.
Yeah, don't be threatening rich people.
I know. That's what I said.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, right? This is the side.
Come on. Come on. You got this.
That's supposed to be why I was never... The sidebar series. You can follow me at Mr. Buzzby 408. You can follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense. You can follow us on Twitter at Theological Sense. And of course, on Facebook and the YouTube, like, subscribe, and all that shit.
All that shit.
Oh, yeah. Elliot Wilson. YN.
Oh, yeah.
Big Busby problems. Big Busby problems.
Big Busby problems.
I forgot about that guy. And you can follow me on all my socials at McFly408.
McFly!
Dog, listen, I finally got the goddamn feature that I was waiting on.
Finally?
Yeah.
After how many years?
No, it's not been years, dog.
It feels like years.
Stop it. Stop. I know. I've been talking about it for years. Like, oh, here it comes. And then it never happened. But now I finally got this shit.
So what's it dropping?
So that... I gotta run it back one time. I'm going to have to check with old boy, see when he wants to drop it.
For sure.
But, shit's in the works.
Nice.
I got like about now 5 songs written.
Nice. Written?
Written.
I just That's the greatest write. Writer of all time. Of our generation. McFly!
McFly! Fujitsu-san, konnichiwa.
Side note, that movie's coming back in the theaters for the 40th anniversary. Yeah, for the 40th anniversary.
Just the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might go see that.
Shit.
Side fun note, that's a little trivia for your people. The first screening of Back to the Future for the test audience was in San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Yes, that was the first screening of the movie to get for a test audience was in San Jose.
The more you know.
I know. The more you know. That's a you don't have a ding. I always like telling people that shit.
Yeah,
that's it about your feature. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
That's it.
Music's coming. I'll let y'all know when. It should be very soon. Should be very, 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 very soon. Oh, Larry June concert.
When is that again? I have it on my calendar.
The week after next, I believe.
Well,
no, next week. Fuck.
Is it next week? Oh, no.
Yeah.
On the 14th?
Yep.
That's not next week.
Nah, well, sort of. Because next week is the weekend of it. It's basically next week.
That's not next week. Show high ass.
Sort of next week.
That was so funny. No, that is, well, not really. We'll sort of next week. It is next week. No, it's not. We out this bitch. Peace.
Peace.